racism doesn't exist. It's a God that they serve, spiritual battle. It's a warfare. When you judge someone, you lose. You become blind to what reality is. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Nothing to do with sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, no feminism, no get-be-dat-ism, no isms.
No isms.
All kind of isms. 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 All kind of isms. Isms. Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I hope all is well. A quick reminder, I am not an African-American. I don't have an afro. I have an Amerifro. See there? There are no drums beating in my chest. No African drums. The American guitar is playing in my heart. Born on a plantation in Alabama, raised on that plantation. Black as the ace of spades. But 100% American. There's a lot of stuff to cover today, but I just already know we're not going to get to everything because it's Open Line Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a great alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot. Have you ever seen a strong woman?
I've seen plenty of them. I've been to multiple women marches.
Beta. No, you are a beta.
Beta.
Go drop dead.
It's good to hear from you. Amazing. Listen, you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. That is such a nice opening, Joe. That is so amazing. It's so funny. It is too funny. It's amazing. Isn't that like funny? You're so bright, Joe.
Nice.
Talented black man. Even though he's 30% white.
And 10% Spanish.
Oh, man. No wonder you like Spanish women. That's amazing. So you can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. I think I've already said that. And my biblical question. Do men complete women or do women complete men? What do you think about that? I'm going to respond to that today in the third hour. And Joel doesn't believe me when I say I am. But I am. I will respond to that in the third hour. Sure. That's Joel. And the great white hope, you got to thank God for him. The great white hope, the wall going up. No. The wall going up. The wall going up. I remember when I was growing up and my grandparents tried to tell me to do something. And I didn't really want to do it as a kid. I was like, no, I don't want to. No, you gonna do it. And they were like, give me that look. You gonna do it. And that put fear in you. And you end up having to take care of business. We have a brand new episode of the FatherState.tv. It's amazing. And it will be out today around 11 a.m. Pacific time. I want to just play teaser from it. Here's that teaser.
Next time
on the fallen state.
We're downtown at the Los Angeles Women March. It's a beautiful day in L.A. today.
When will women know they have equality?
They already ruled the world. You agree they ruled the world, right?
Yeah.
I don't get why people think that, like, black or gay or lesbian or trans aren't as equal to them.
You like beta males?
Yeah, I love a good man who cries.
Yeah, my man cries.
I feel closer.
I will hug you, brother.
Don't hug me.
I will hug you.
What does your sign say?
It says, bitches get things done.
The nun. You are too young. You shouldn't be here.
There's no ace letting
people. These are dirty people.
You're an absolute joke.
No, you're the joke. I'm a what?
I'm just reading that you guys are known for making controversial statements about race, such as Wikipedia.
We got 200,000 subscribers that no one gives a fuck about.
Amazing. A mind-blowing thing. So check it out, thefallenstate.tv. We have a lot of good merch on the Fallen State as well. Amazing stuff. It's going to be nice. So, by the way, this is from ABC 6. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced on the Senate floor that the president will sign the border secure bill funding. Will sign the border secure funding bill that will avert another government shutdown. He will also be declaring a national emergency. But first, before we play it, I want to say I would have let it shut down again and blame the Democrats because they are the one that want open borders for the votes. And hopefully the people can understand we can't have illegal aliens coming into our country. No pain, no gain. And maybe the people will wake up. Maybe the people will wake up. The Democrats a hell bit on keeping the borders open and also trying to retaliate everything against this president, the great white hope. Here's that soundbite.
Start, though, with breaking news. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announcing on the Senate floor that President Trump will sign a border security funding bill that will avert a government shutdown.
I would say to all my colleagues, has indicated he's prepared to sign the bill. He will also be issuing a national emergency declaration at the same time. And I've indicated to him that I'm going to support the national emergency declaration.
I absolutely support it. The wall going up. Okay, what you say? The wall going up. The president will declare a national emergency in order to get more funding for the border wall.
Senate Majority Leader McConnell saying the president would declare a national emergency in order to get more funding for his proposed border wall. His announcement coming within the last hour, right before the Senate is set to vote on the measure. The House scheduled to vote this evening. Again, the president is saying he plans to sign it, but again, declaring an emergency as well.
Amazing. And when the children of the lie come out and tell you that, oh, this is wrong, the president cannot declare a national emergency? Yes, he can. And he will, if they don't give him the money. And Obama did it, declared a national emergency something like 8 times. I'm thinking off the top of my head. Like 8 times. Ronald Reagan did it. Bill Clinton did it. I guess before Monica Lewinsky met him in the office. George Bush did it. It's not unusual. It's not unusual to be loved by you. It's not unusual, so don't listen to the lie, folks. This president is putting America first. The way a father who's married with children should put his family first. He's putting America first. He is a nationalist. Isn't that amazing? The president will declare a national emergency in order to get more funding for the border wall. We played that, Joe? Let's do the one from Fox. Fox said that declaring a national emergency will allow for $8 billion for the wall.
Today was dominated by many stories, one of which was the bipartisan budget bill for border security. And the big number is that the president was not happy with was $1.375 billion to build a border barrier. He could do whatever he wanted with it, which shows an advantage. But the question was, would the president add something with that? Would he declare a national emergency? I just got off the phone with Mick Mulvaney, chief of staff, and the answer is a resounding yes. And for the first time, you're going to hear exactly how much it is and where the money's coming from. It's going to be about $8 billion.
And so what you need to know is that the Democrats, along with the weak rhino Republicans, came up with a bill to prevent the government from shutting down, and they added all this other stuff in there, this junk in there. And they tried to trick the president. And they only gave him $1.375 billion when the president needs $5 billion or so to get the wall done. And so the president like, okay, y'all go on in there and come up with something, all right? And y'all little rhino Republicans, go and help him. He didn't say rhino, but I'm sure probably thinking that because the rhinos never got anything done. And so they went in there and pretended like they were fighting against the Democrats for the bill. And lo and behold, nothing. The Democrats are so slick, or think that they are evil, they put in all this stuff to even restrict the president with $1.375 billion. Isn't that amazing? The president's like, no, let me read this thing first before I sign it. He's like, I knew it. You can't trust the Democrats. Anyone who vote for the Democrats, you're not a Christian. Really. So the president, all right, I'll take this little $1.375 billion, but I'm declaring a national emergency. I told y'all I would, but no. And now the Democrats are trying to prevent him from doing that. Why would you vote for Democrats who don't want to protect you? What is the mindset of the American people that they don't want to protect home first? How did that happen? And you have beta males going along with the beta women about it. They're not leading. They're following. I was thinking of that today. Most men are not leaders anymore. They're followers. It has switched around, and now they're the women. Where are the men at? So the money will be coming from the Congress-approved funding bill. Here we go.
He had the 1.3. Then $600 million will come from the Treasury Forfeiture Fund. $2.5 billion out of DOD. They consulted with Mick Mulvaney and the White House over the last few months on what they could actually do. And they're going to use some money they feel they can spare on the drug interdiction account. Then they came across with $3.5 billion for the military construction budget. They feel they can help in that respect. And then, of course, they have additional money. It all adds up to $8 billion. So the 1.375, not enough for the president. He wanted 5.7. He walks away at the end of the day with $8 billion. And, of course, the Democrats and some Republicans are upset about that.
Amazing. So he wanted 5-point-something billion. Now he's going to walk away with 8-point-something billion. So he got a little change left over. Maybe to go to lunch. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. It's amazing. I love my country, folks. I want my country back. The wall going up. It's going up. It's going up. And the Democrats don't like it. I have another story coming up for you after a while that is amazing. It's so amazing. It's so dumb that you're going to want to drink Kool-Aid, grape Kool-Aid. God, this is dumb. This is dumb. Thomas is out of Michigan. Thomas, thank you for calling. Get it off your chest, sir.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Thomas. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hope all is well. I haven't talked to you in a minute, but man.
No, man, it's good.
Jesse, the last few times I heard you, I heard a couple lies you was telling, bro.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
I thought you was an honest man.
Tell me lies. Tell me lies. Don't patronize. Tell me lies. Give me one lie you heard.
All right. First of all, you said you told a caller.
Are you a Christian, Thomas?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you believe in God?
All the way.
All right. Tell me one lie I told.
You told a caller this black guy was asking you about the Jim Crow laws.
Yes.
And you said they were created by black Democrats to, what did you say? They made that to do something. And I was like, that's a lie. That wasn't made up. They were made up by white Democratic party, and that was controlled by the
So you
the
heard me
state.
Say, I said black Democrats?
Yeah, because he said, well, who made that up? Because he was talking about Jim Crow. Was that evil, or was it racism?
I may have had a slip of the tongue. I'll go back and listen to that, because sometimes people say I said things that I didn't say. And so
why did you think Jim Crow was
but
made?
I did tell you that it was created by Democrats in order to control the people, to keep the people divided. It didn't quite work because in those good old days when black people had morals and they believed in God, they don't have it now, but when they had it, they knew that not all white people was for that, and white people knew that not all black people for that, and they got along. But it was the Democratic Party, as they are today, created and carried out the so-called Jim Crow law. So,
but you said it was a good time.
It was for black people.
Why you?
You mean for black people, right?
It was a bad time for black people.
No, it wasn't. What was the bad time?
Black people, Jim Crow laws. We had to sit in the back of the bus.
And that's bad.
We couldn't vote. We couldn't use the. Yeah,
what is bad about
you as a second-class citizen?
What is
they're
bad?
Not treating you as an equal human being.
What is bad about sitting in the back of a bus? That's the first plane to black people run
if
to.
If somebody
now.
Tells me, yeah, because they got trained to do that over the years, young black kids. But
so the black kids
like
who
my
were
parents,
sitting, the black kids
listen,
who were sitting in the back of the bus today were trained by Jim Crow to sit in the back.
Some of them was passed down with that, and kids make think it's fun because they don't know.
Now you lying.
They don't know the origins.
Now
of that.
You're lying.
My parents and people your
people
age
are sitting
the
in the back of the bus because it's comfortable back there. They don't have to
some
have
eyes.
Some people insecure and they don't need
okay,
all
let me
eyes.
Let
me finish. They don't
okay,
need
fine.
All eyes looking on them, so they sit in the back. Even at my church
but
service.
You're making it sound
hold on,
if
man.
Somebody said,
let me put them on hold. People sit in the back of the bus because they don't want to be looked at and feel more comfortable. Isn't that right, Joe?
Yeah.
So this man Thomas lying again.
You always go to the back of the
bus.
Yeah,
you go to the back. You looking at everybody else. Nobody can see you. In our church server, we have to invite the people to come down front, right?
Right.
Because everybody end up in the back seats.
Right.
So Thomas lying. And that nobody trained them that from Jim Crow. And that was passed down from black people. What a liar. Thomas lying with that nice name. Ain't that Thomas in the Bible? Thomas need to take it. Come out the grave and take. Thomas, come out the grave and take your name back. The Bible, Thomas. Thomas, so you lied about that.
Hello, can I talk?
Not Hello? Over me.
Can I speak now?
Go ahead.
Jesse, you the way you try to deflect and say things is so ridiculous. Do you think Rosa Parks stood up and said, no more of this?
May I tell you why?
I can't go. Did you have to sit up at this theater at the top and go through the back door?
It was
Could
fun.
Could you go to the front with the white
so
folks?
Let me answer some of your
questions. Alabama?
Let me answer some of your questions first. Number one,
just
no
think
one
about
ever.
It.
No, I have to think about it. I grew up in it. No one ever
I
said.
I know you did.
No, I'm putting Thomas on hold. He sounds like a black woman. He keeps interrupting. No one ever said, nigga, boy, get up and go to the back of the bus. No one ever said that to me in my whole life. And secondly, when I went to the movie theater once down in Eufaula, Alabama, we couldn't sit together with the white folks. We had to sit in the balcony. But I was a teenager. That was fun. That was not pain. So he's lying about that. Let's see, what else? Thomas, what else?
So you said I'm lying about all of that?
Yes.
Okay, so you're never going to agree to me. So I have another question.
Oh, let me tell you why Rosa Parks stood up on the bus and said, oh, I'm tired of this. It was planned by the NAACP. Rosa Parks was not one day coming home. Nobody was aware. And she just stood up. Lord, I ain't going to sit in the back of this bus no more. I'm just tired. It didn't happen that way. It was planned by the NAACP. Okay? And as a matter of fact, they had chosen another woman to do it. And just before she did it, at some point, they found out that that black woman was pregnant out of wedlock. They like, this ain't going to work. Ain't nobody going to step in for some pregnant black woman trying to stand up and talk about she's tired. They said, okay, we can't use her. And they found Rosa Parks to do it. And they tried to portray it as though somehow or another, Rosa was just so tired. And she would come home from work one day, and Rosa said, Lord, I ain't sending back in this bus anymore. No more. Joe, did you know it happened that way?
No. You just hear in schools that she was a hero.
She was not no hero. She was a zero. She was not a brave woman. It was planned by the NAACP. They knew what they were doing. And so a brave woman would have just stood up with nobody looking, nobody protecting, nobody watching. And if she was that upset about sitting at the back of a bus and said, y'all, I ain't sitting back here no more. It was planned.
Shake my head.
And it was like that. And the people were lying to the blacks to keep them angry and use them. Like Thomas, he believe it. And he's angry about nothing. And then to scare white people into shutdown mode, it's all a lie, folks. It's the children of the lie lying to you. It never happened, Joel.
And he mad like it happened to him.
Yeah, and he's talking about now the children are sitting in the back of the bus because it's been passed down. Who passed it? How can that be passed down to somebody? Okay, kids, in 2019, y'all go sit in the back of the bus. You can't make those kids sit up front.
Hilarious.
What a mess, huh?
It's horrible.
All lies. And ain't nobody out there cleaning it up but me. It's all lies, folks. I grew up in it. I grew up under Jim Crow. Ain't nobody said, nigga, go to the back of the bus. They didn't even say, nigga, go to the top of in the movie theater. We just went up there. We saw the sign and led us up there. We were fine. I remember sitting up there. We had a perfect view. We're like, oh, white people missing out. They down bottom. They can't see.
And kids aren't even thinking about that. They ain't thinking about going to the back of the bus. Not at some all. Black stuff.
These black people are lying. That's why it was a mistake. I mean, not a mistake. The worst thing, one of the worst things that ever happened to the black people was the stupid civil rights movement. The only thing that they should have done was pass the law, the same law that the Democrats had organized that would get rid of those laws and let people have be protected and then leave us alone. Go set out. We don't need no leaders. We don't need no government. We don't need no nothing. We're doing just fine. Thank you. And then they set themselves up as leaders of the people. And now black men don't even think for themselves. Whatever they hear, that's what they say. Anyway, where's Thomas? Let's try. Lord, let's see what else he got to say. Thomas!
Can you hear me, Jesse?
I can now, yes.
Tell the beta boy Joel I'm not angry. I was just talking about
history. No, you lying.
You change history, Jesse.
No, you lied about
like
history.
It never happened.
You lied about history. All that mess you talk about did not happen.
I'm just saying what history says. I'm not lying. Why would I lie about what history is
because
telling?
Because you believe what the liars wrote.
Okay, so
and what
here's
they say.
Question. Can I ask you another question?
One more.
Tariq Nasheed brought up that you were funded by Joseph Farrar.
Who is Joseph Farrar?
Like radical Jewish homosexual.
Who is Joseph Farrar?
The founder, your funding of Bond.
Are you calling Joseph Farrar of the WND? You calling him a Jewish homosexual?
I'm saying, is he?
Are you saying that he is a Jew?
That's what came up online.
Are you saying that he's a Jewish homosexual?
I don't know. I'm asking you, is he? And is he your funder?
Why are you asking, is he?
I heard Tariq Nasheed say he was funding you, and he was putting out
Tariq
propaganda.
Lied about that.
He had you putting out racist propaganda.
He lied about that. Black people lie, man. You can't believe liars.
So we don't tell truth about nothing.
Nothing. Y'all hate the truth. Y'all are liars.
I don't hate the truth.
Y'all are liars. Ain't no more. No lies. Tell Tariq he's a liar about that.
Stay tuned for more of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. I'm James Hake of the Hake Report with a quick news update for you. Jesse will be back in a moment. Trump tweeted yesterday, disgraced FBI acting director Andrew McCabe pretends to be a poor little angel when in fact he was a big part of the crooked Hillary scandal and the Russia hoax, a puppet for leaking James Comey. IG report, Inspector General report on McCabe was devastating, part of an insurance policy in case I won. Trump went on tweeting, many of the top FBI brass were fired, forced to leave, or left. McCabe's wife received big dollars from the Clinton people for her campaign. He gave Hillary a pass. McCabe is a disgrace to the FBI and a disgrace to our country. Make America great again.
So let me ask.
Question from Jesse.
One quick question. So Obama, the father Messiah, lied going into the White House
right.
and out the White House.
Yes.
He lied about most of the things, mm-hmm. the doctor thing, everything.
Very deceptive.
Hillary Clinton's crooked lying Hillary.
Yeah.
All those things that they did. And instead of investigating Hillary and Obama and all those other people, they're going to try to pull a coup on the Great White Hope?
The FBI are filled with, as Trump calls them, angry Democrats. And Trump calls the Mueller's team of angry Democrats. And most of these government institutions, including the so-called intelligence community, are filled with Democrats.
But how are they
Hillary supporters?
This man, McCabe, is admitting that they were going to pull a coup.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And why are the people not mad?
At 5 seconds left.
Where are the American citizens?
Exactly.
This
I'm
should
James
be
Hake
a major
of the Hake Report.
What?
I'm James Hake of the Hake Report.
So, James, exactly when is the Hake Report on? People want to hear it and watch it.
It is on Sundays, 9 a.m. Pacific time, which is 11 Central, noon Eastern.
Amazing.
Before church.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And can we play your, the one, not the new one about Obama, but the one you, the dollar I made for you.
Sure.
Can we play that? Is that possible?
I think it's probably doable. I'll have to ask my engineer.
I ain't sitting at the back of this bus no more. You told Harpo to beat me all my life. I've been beat by men. My cousin, my daddy, my uncles. I ain't going to take it no more.
Nice.
You know what movie that's from?
I want to say.
Which movie?
Is it A Color Purple? One of those black movies?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
Those black movies are a mess.
But it's a classic.
That's for sure. So hearing James promo about his, the one that Dylan did for him.
Did you know Jesse's racist producer has his own show now?
Police brutality doesn't exist?
No.
Right. If police brutality were talked about, then black brutality should be talked about by like 10 or 20 or 30 or 100 times more. Please. And isn't it interesting? Okay. Quickly.
Wait.
No,
wait.
You wait.
The Hake Report. Sundays, 9 a.m. Pacific time, noon Eastern.
The white man telling the black man, no, you ain't. What nerves? So it's on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m.
Yeah, 9 Pacific.
And you can get involved or call them up. Tell them what you want.
Yeah.
And it's going to be expanding because the new producer that's taking over, Daniel, is amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he knows how to spell, though.
Really?
He made typo errors in spelling.
Huh.
I think he may be a little black.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Hair's a little curly.
Or check nappy, it
as
out.
You call it.
And so check out the Hake Report Sunday mornings, all right? And we have a church Sunday. You're all invited. Sunday morning at 11 a.m. it starts. Doors open around 10:30 or so. 10:30 a.m. And church start at 9 a.m. when the black people get up early enough and come and set it up and so we'll be ready to go.
Barbed comments towards the blacks today.
Barb?
Barbed.
Who would Barb?
You know barbed wire?
Oh.
Your comments have some barbs in them that prickle people.
Amazing.
Prick people.
Oh, okay. And check it out. Church at the whatever. At 11 a.m., folks, you will not regret it. We have real church. We don't have all that singing and dancing and praising and all that stuff going on, and then go home and suffer. I have to tell you, James, I was talking to people last night, and the people, family of Christian people, is a mess in that family. Every hell you can think of is happening, but they're praising the Lord.
Isn't that always the way?
They go and learn the Bible. They claim to be Christian, and they won't even deal with it. And if you bring it up, you're the enemy.
Yeah, it's so common. That sounds like almost every family that I can think
family,
of.
Family, and I realize, and then the men of the family, they'll tell you about it, they'll tell me, but they ain't going to send it to the family. I'm like, well, why don't you say something about this? Why don't you... You're the man of the family. Why don't you clean up? No. I ain't going to say nothing.
Takes too much nerve.
It takes a lot, I guess. How can you be afraid of your own family, a woman that you married, and babies that you made?
It is a good question.
When will children of God, especially men, stand up?
No wonder the country's so bad off.
That's right. That's why they hate the Great White Hope, because he stands. He stand up and fight back.
Yeah.
Tell the truth. He stay with it. He put the country first. He put the family first. And they hate him for it. Oh, what else? Super chats. We have super chats. Thank you all.
Yep.
Joel.
Yes.
I ain't gonna take it no more. You told Oppo to beat me. So Thomas called up with all these lies about Jim Crow. And he wasn't even, was he there? I was there. I'm not telling you about the phony history they wrote. I was there, folks. Some things happen, but not to most black people. As a matter of fact, black people treated each other better than... Then the blacks will treat each other now. Black people treat each other today worse than the KKK could ever treated them, could have ever treated them. Black people hate one another. They go off on one another. They try to stop you if you're a decent black man, a woman, boy, or child. They call children white if the kids try to do the best in school. The other kids say, you're acting white. Now, tell me that is worse than the KKK. That's Black Lives Matter mess. So blacks are treating each other worse than the KKK could have ever treated you. Can you imagine working hard in school and the kids are saying you're trying to act white? Imagine that. Other black kids are telling them that. Or if you try to be a decent black man or woman, raise decent kids, you are attacked by other black people saying you're acting white? KKK had never done any of that stuff. Or every day, some other black person killing you or your kids? KKK didn't kill every day. They killed, supposedly hung some once in a while. But black people killing each other every day. Every day. I bet you right now in Chicago, somebody getting killed by a black person. And it looked like that boy from that movie. Lied about somebody put some rope around his neck.
Smollett.
Look like Smollett done lied. No proof yet. We'll see. And they say that it looked like he made up that lie because he was getting kicked off the show.
They dispute that.
Of course. Anyway, Joel, super chats.
Yeah, super chats. Mike Young donated and said, Jesse, what happened that the people of Michigan were so blind to vote to Ilhan Omar? Does the liberal Jews have that much white guilt to vote her in?
Does it what now?
Yeah, no punctuation. Is it, Jesse, what happened that the people of Michigan were so blind to vote in Ilhan Omar? Does that liberal Jew have the that much white guilt to vote her in?
I don't understand the question. I really don't understand. But in Michigan, there's an area where, and I don't know who all voted, and I know that I don't even think that she had competition.
Minnesota, too.
At Minnesota, right? Two Muslim. So did you vote for all them, too? But they voted this woman in Michigan, probably the Muslim, and some of the stupid black people voted her in. And got this woman in, and now she's showing that she hates Jews. You're right about that. The hate Muslim woman, we have that coming up for you. What's her name?
Ilhan Omar or yeah. Rashida Tlaib?
Both of them. They hate the Christians and they hate the Jews. Muslims do not love Christians and Jews. You better wake up to that. But thank you, buddy, for the question. Go ahead.
Yeah, King Alpha Nerd said, police are investigating whether Jesse Smollett staged attack with help of others, allegedly being written off Empire. Amazing.
I know, isn't that something? And if that had really happened to this guy, they would have found the evidence by now. That guy is black and homosexual. Believe me, they would have found some proof if that really happened. Anyway, go ahead. Thank you.
What a waste.
King Alpha Nerd also says, anybody got 20 on BLM, Black Lives Matter? It's the 15th of Black History Month, and they are more silent than church mice.
That's a good point. I haven't heard from them. I heard something about them the other day. They're somewhere protesting. Carrying on. Let's go ahead.
Too many cucks donated and said, Jesse, do you think Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead?
Where is she? I haven't heard from her, nor have I seen her in a while now. And she's probably not dead, but if she's alive and not doing well, the Democrats are trying to hide her somewhere so that the president will not appoint a conservative justice to the court. I wouldn't be surprised by this. These people are so wicked on the Democratic Party. The Democratic side is mind-blowing. Look at the evil that's coming out of there. They would do anything to keep the president from doing his job, making the country great again. So I don't know where Ruth. You seen Ruth?
I haven't.
Where Ruth?
She supposedly went to some concert with her daughter-in-law.
I bet she did.
Singing.
Go ahead.
Jay Bays commented in and or donated and wrote, question, why would I believe God would answer my prayers and not those who pray when abducted, molested, children with cancer, etc., etc.? This bothers me.
Oh, well, don't believe it then. Live in doubt and see what happens.
Uh-huh.
God doesn't want to force you to believe, and nor do I. If you need that as your proof, keep believing what you're believing. I wish you well, buddy, but thank you for the question.
Dylan J. donated and said, good morning, everybody. Build the wall big and strong, just like Trump is a big and strong. Trump is the most sane person in government at this time.
Absolutely. Big, beautiful wall. It's going to happen. The wall going up. You believe the wall going up, James?
Yes, definitely. And Mexico will pay for it.
Yeah, the wall going up. I don't know why. There you go. Black people are so slow, huh?
It's all right.
Joel, how was your Valentine yesterday?
Hold on. Before I get called slow, let me put my thing on.
You're not slow. I'm just playing. Did you do anything for Valentine?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, maybe. So if you had done anything, was it fun?
If I would have done something or if I would have not done something, it would have been fun or maybe it wasn't.
Amazing. That's Joel. The audio engineer. Go ahead with the
Super Chats.
Yeah, Super Chats.
Yeah. Mary Beth Cooper donated and said, why haven't you posted a new Fallen State episode in 2 weeks?
I know.
Jesse, you are on CPT.
We black.
Joelle is a beta male.
They call you a beta male?
And then she spelled my name beta. How you going to spell my name beta, Mary Beth?
That's worse than beta. They spelled it J-O-E-L-L-E.
Man.
Beta! All right.
Fred Rami said, no isms, beta, great song.
Thank you. No sexism, no racism, no homophobiaism, no Islamphobiaism, no deadbeat-dad-ism, no white supremacism. It's either right or wrong, good or evil. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, male or female. You're either on the side of good or on the side of evil. Nothing to do with being a male or female. Go ahead.
Jordan Brockhouse said, what the children of the lie don't know is that illegal immigrants ruin opportunities for legal immigrants. The Dems are anti-immigrant. So sad. Happy Friday, JLP family.
Amazing. Thank you.
Brandon M. donated and said, it was a great Valentine's Day, Uncle Jesse. I got my Beware of the Children of the Lie shirt and a big, beautiful wall.
Right on. Amazing!
And Dion Rod donated saying, do you have another location to donate? Because YouTube takes 30% of donations. You deserve all of the donations.
We were just talking about that yesterday. Is there another way, James?
Yeah, you can go directly to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. And we take PayPal. We take all sorts of different forms of donation.
It's so interesting that you brought that up today. We were discussing that at our staff meeting yesterday. And so I didn't know that they took 30%. Mm-hmm. But you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. /donate. All right. Thank you for that.
And that's all for now.
Thank you all. We absolutely appreciate it. All right. Yes, sir.
I have some challenges for you from Periscope users.
Okay.
This woman said, PDX Now, ATX, says, family first, LOL. Which family is that? His, referring to Trump, first wife, second, or third? Because he said he puts the family first.
Good question. His wife and kids that he have now. He has now. Right?
Yeah. And then
I hope that answered that.
I think so. But you were referring to the country. Puts the country first. Which
but
is
I
like
said that the president put the country first in the same manner that a husband should put his wife and children. Don't leave your family and go marry some other woman and take on their family and let your family suffer.
Yeah.
That's dumb. How can you do that?
But that's what the politicians have been doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rance Will says, the great white dope put U.S. first, but his clothing line is made in Asia. He's a hypocrite.
Who's that?
Rance Will.
Amazing.
That's why he's changing the policies, to make it more conducive to buy an American.
Yes.
Rance Will also says, you don't point out one wrong to justify another. They might have hung a few people, like you said, about the Jim Crow era. You're sick, Jesse.
Repeat that again. I will read something.
He says, you don't point out one wrong to justify another wrong. They might have hung a few people. You're like, they might have hung a few people.
Right. But the blacks are killing each other every day. Well, what does that mean, justifying one for the other?
He thinks that you're justifying Jim, I guess, the murders that happened in Jim Crow?
No. What I'm saying is that the blacks who are complaining about Jim Crow don't know anything about it. They weren't there. They know nothing about it. They need to live in the present and deal with what's happening now. They know nothing about the past. They've been lied to about it. All these stupid black movies that you go watch are setting you up. These stuff that you be watching from these black shows and other things are lying to you. You need to live now. It had nothing to do with you. All the slaves are dead. White people have done all they can do, and they had nothing to do with slavery either, the ones that are living today. But they act like they did, trying to appease the blacks. It got to stop, folks. It needs to end. That's not what's happening in America today. the blacks are their own worst enemy. And they hate white people, so they're the enemy of whites. And now the Mexicans coming over, they're hating the whites. You got the radical Islam Muslim people, they hate the whites. What in the world going on? Anyway.
That's all.
That's all.
Yeah.
Jay is from California. Jay, get it off your chest, sir.
Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
I am doing so good. Good morning, Mr. Peterson. How you doing?
Are you from Canada?
I'm from California.
Why are you telling me? Hold on a minute. Why are you saying Canada? What's something wrong with that boy? Not you, Jay, but someone else. Okay, go ahead, Jay.
Okay, so last week I called in. It was kind of a lot. I kind of understand why the conversation was kind of back and forth in the way that it was. But I think that we agree on just so many things, and the fact that you were able to help me even further with the silent prayer, because you recommended the silent prayer last week on Wednesday.
Yes.
And I've been doing it, and it's been helping me a lot, and I've been able to think about things and trying to understand where you were coming from. And I really don't think that we were disagreeing about anything.
No, I remember you, Jay. I know that you mean well. Believe me, you are right on a lot of things on that.
Yeah, and I'm just, it's crazy because I've been thinking about why, you know, I was trying to figure out why you said that I was, like, sympathizing with my mom or, like, I was seeing things the way that she was seeing it. And I think that the fact that all this energy has been so tainted these days with like, this modern feminism and, like, trying to empower the woman in ways that, like, women, the majority of women don't even see it to be necessary. Like you said, that like the modern day civil rights movement that we're having like now,
yes,
just like the one before, completely unnecessary.
Yes,
people like Thomas end up coming up and hogging all the airspace. You know, like he had all these lies,
yep,
you know, in his head that he didn't even see as lies. You know,
that's
like,
right.
You make all these people so mad and keep them mad, and that energy just stagnates and festers and gives people reasons to be mad when there's nothing to be mad about, and when people just need to focus on how we can, you know, inspire other individual black people and people in general to make these communities shine and be better on an individual level,
yes,
and a governmental level, because we don't need the government in everything. And the fact that the government was what it was back then with Jim Crow laws, and the fact that black people actually had morals and standards and ways that we all agreed to live by, you know,
Jay,
I thank God every day that we didn't, or what?
How old are you, Jay?
I'm 17.
Man, you're so smart for 17. Let me add to what you're saying. The reason that they align, the blacks are lying to the blacks, and liberal whites and the feminists and all are lying to the blacks, is that they need to keep the black people angry, because in
exactly
that fallen state of anger, you can control them. Because whomever caused you to believe in a lie, they have control over you. And it's so
exactly
unfortunate, man.
It is. It really is. Because you have people who will believe stuff like, you know, they programmed us way back then, so that came forward through the generations, and now we all sit on the back of the bus because, like, what is that? What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
That's
right. How do you program somebody with their ancestors so that they will sit on the back of the bus? Somebody just sat up, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago thinking, how am I going to make these black kids sit on the back of the bus when I'm not around anymore?
I know.
Oh, let me just program they mama and daddy. Like, who thinks that on a daily? Who actually, like, believes that? Like, no shade, you know? Because everybody comes from some place of misunderstanding.
Yes.
But that is just so ridiculous. I can't even wrap my mind around the fact that that really came out of his mouth in a serious way.
That's
I was
right
so confused. And people are like that all through. Like, have you heard about all these moms that are starting to be in the news talking about they were like complicit in abuse, and they were complicit in all these like scandals where the dad and the brothers and whatever else are going around doing all this evil stuff, and the parents aren't doing anything to protect their kids. people have this actual culture. Like, people want to talk about rape culture these days too. Another thing with the modern feminism.
Yeah.
People want to talk about rape culture. You already brought up Muslims, and it's just like, I know a few Muslims myself, and I know like the people who claim to be Muslim have so many values that line up with Christian values, and they've been assimilated into the American society to where they're not the same.
That's
like,
right.
I guess you could call it brand of Muslim as the people who are trying to come from over there. And the people over there actually have rape culture that no one wants to talk to. Have you heard about Sweden?
I heard of Sweden. Yes. What's happening?
What's going on now? They're saying like by 2030. It's going to be a third world country because all the immigration everything that's getting pushed on them by the European Union or whatever. And it's just like, people don't understand the impact that the government has.
They're trying to do that here. They're trying to turn America into a third world country. They even, we have this story coming up where Cortez, what an airhead, ran Amazon out of the state of New York. She ran off jobs, and there were people protesting, believing her, and some of the people would have made up to $100,000+ a year. And this stupid woman ran the jobs away, and the people okay with it.
Yeah, I'm just so confused. There's people in the government these days who have so much power. Everybody wants to give power to the government instead of focusing on just the individual things that they can do in their life. By impacting other people, by actually functioning in society.
Let me say this to you, Jay, because we run out of time here. We need you in government. You got to get involved in government.
I'm going to be trying to make content on YouTube. I'm only 17. The law is here. You know, a bunch of people won't let me work because I'm not 18 yet. But as soon as I'm able to make some money and everything, I'm going to be coming up to L.A. I'm going to be joining functions that y'all
right
have going.
All right.
Getting involved. I might be making content on YouTube, getting involved with politics.
Yeah, we need you. I got to run. Thank you, Jay. Amazing. I'm going to the phone, but let me just read a couple of Periscope. This is from Periscope. Straight walking crab claims. Altogether, Clinton declared 17 national emergencies. Bush claimed 13 and Obama 12. And so watch how the Democrat and straight walking crab is talking about the story that we opened up with is that the Democrats are going to try to pretend that the president is doing the wrong thing by declaring a national emergency in order to get the money to fund the wall. And when these other presidents did it as well, it wasn't a problem for them. So don't pay attention to these Democrats. They are evil, folks. They are so evil, it's mind-blowing. Thank you, straight walking crab. You're absolutely right about that. Let's see here. There's another Periscope. Lady Gadi? Gabi? Godiva? Godiva? Is that a name? Lady Godiva also said, I never realized how bad our government really is. I don't think Trump did either. I don't think so either. I think Lady Godiva, that the president is shocked about how bad the government is. He knew it was bad, but I'm sure he didn't expect all this. Our government is against us, we the people. The liberal media is against the American people. These people are enemies of America. Talking about the enemies within, this is it. And thank you for that. Periscope. Suze says, that shirt is frightening. Who dressed Jesse? Oh, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with my shirt, Joe?
Nothing. Hater.
I don't know. Explain, Sue. I like it. Feel good on the body. Nice material. The colors are winter colors. It's amazing.